a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Here, join host Stephanie Rissler Fridays at 8 p.m. Central Time.
Sweet. Good morning. I want to call to order Senate Health and Human Services. I want to welcome all of you that are in the room and our home listening audience. I see we have students here, so I'll ask a spokesperson to please stand up and tell us who you, where you're from. Don't be bashful.
We're from Hamlin High School.
Hamlin High School. Well, welcome. Thank you for, as the Lieutenant Governor says in the Senate, for making the right choice to come to this committee. We appreciate that. With that, we have a page. I'd ask her to come to the microphone, introduce herself, where you're from, and if you've got any future plans.
Hi, I'm Victoria Murphy. I'm from Del Rapids, South Dakota, and after high school, I plan to attend Drake University to pursue political science.
Very good. Thank you. Just a reminder, anyone that's going to provide testimony today, you need to sign in. When you come to the microphone, we ask you to identify yourself again for our home listening audience. And just a reminder, those of you that are regulars, if you have a cell phone, please turn it off because I charge 50 cents a head for people that are in here when the cell phone goes off and it goes to the charity of my choice. So I've given you an upfront warning. With that, I will ask the secretary to call roll.
Senators Bradford.
Here.
Curd. Jensen.
Here.
Krebs. Is excused. Rampelberg.
Here.
Soholt.
Here.
Hunhoff. There's a quorum.
Thank you. I'd entertain a motion to the minutes of the last meeting.
So moved.
Moved by Senator Soholt, second by Senator Rappelberg. Any comments? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those
aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Aye. Oh, nay.
You're a little late, Senator. All right. Well, we're a little feisty mood this morning. All right. For the benefit of those in attendance, we have two bills on our docket today that have been previously discussed. We had hearings on both of them, but we're having a continuation. What we're going to start with is Senate Bill 126, and this is to regulate the sale of raw milk for human consumption. We've had the testimony on this bill. We deferred action because we felt that we needed to have some different kind of approaches. The proponents and the opponents had certainly some different opinions, and we're trying to see if we could work something out. So the first thing I'm going to do is have the Secretary of Ag, who was part of the process, to come forward, provide an overview of the follow-up, and then I will have a representative from the opponents that will also come forward, and then I will defer to Senator Jensen because it's his bill. So with that, Secretary of Ag, if you want to come forth.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Lucas Lynch, and I serve as your Secretary of Agriculture. It is a pleasure to be with you here today and follow up on Senate Bill 126. Per your request, we did have an opportunity to sit down and meet with both proponents and opponents of Senate Bill 126. That request was made on Friday, February 7th. Based on these conversations, I would like to present the following action plan for your consideration. As Secretary of Agriculture, I will lead a one-year 2014 raw milk work group and provide updates as requested to the Government Operations and Audit Committee of the South Dakota State Legislature. The composition of the work group will be representatives from the dairy sector, current and previously permitted bottled raw milk producers, South Dakota State University, South Dakota Dairy Producers Association, and the South Dakota Department of Agriculture. Keeping in mind the composition of the work group may grow in scope as needs are identified, for example, a facilitator, a potential consumer advocate, processing industry representative, or interested producers as well. The purpose of this work group will be to A, lead a discussion on practical ways the Department of Agriculture can assist and better cooperate with raw milk producers to provide clarity and certainty in meeting dairy rules and regulations, to create a better working environment that is respectful of the consumer's demand for the production and availability of bottled raw milk, and to discuss the workability of existing rules and regulations and consider improvements prior to the 2015 legislative session. Healthy and profitable agriculture is crucial for South Dakota. Your Department of Agriculture has the statutory obligation of ensuring the safety, wholesomeness, and purity of milk and milk products to include bottled raw milk. This proposed solution is mindful of the rulemaking effort made in 2013, which entailed extensive written testimony and three public hearings. But during this workgroup phase, compliance with the rules of Article 1281, sale of bottled raw milk for human consumption, will be ongoing, and enforcement shall be with secretarial discretion. I thank you for your willingness to consider the above action plan. As well, I also appreciate the opportunity to be with you here today as a result of differing opinions, as you said, Madam Chair, coming together and working their way through this process. I believe we can all agree that we're looking for a path forward. Raw milk sales are legal in South Dakota, and as a regulatory agency, we're going to do our best to work within that scope of legality, but also that of customer service from our agricultural inspectors as well.
Thank you. With that, I would ask a representative from the opponents that participated in that to provide their response. Good morning and welcome.
Morning. Morning, Madam Chair and members of the committee. My name is Sabrina King, and I am the registered lobbyist for Dakota Rural Action, and I appreciate the opportunity to make a statement on behalf of our producers and consumers. The legislature has determined that the sale of raw milk for human consumption is legal, and we know that when properly produced, raw milk is some of the most nutritious, safe milk you can find. And we also understand it is helpful to have regulations that are reasonable and regulations that allow raw milk farmers to succeed and raw milk consumers to have access to safe food. When we first proposed a working group last July, it was in the hope of moving forward toward a more positive atmosphere based on mutual understanding. We are heartened now by the formation of the work group to address the issues which have been facing our producers and consumers for nearly 5 years. As a result of the work group, there may be recommendations of rule and statute changes, so we are asking for a tabling of Senate Bill 126 as likely the recommendations will bring potential legislation next year. The work group must focus on how to create a regulatory environment that will support a thriving raw milk industry in South Dakota, an industry that is based on the broader movement of locally produced fresh food, food delivered straight from the farmers to their customers. The local market is here to stay, and we are very happy that raw milk finally has a seat at the table. The work group must also focus on rebuilding relationships and trust, a process that began last Saturday in Rapid City when Secretary Lynch took time out of his weekend to meet with producers and consumers. This process will, no doubt, continue throughout the upcoming year, and we are committed to that process. It is our understanding that the rules currently on the books will be enforced with discretion, and that any issues with those rules will be quickly addressed by the work group. This is a significant part of our acceptance of this work group, and we strongly desire to see proper oversight of any rule enforcement as reinsurance to our producers. We owe a great deal of thanks to those who have supported South Dakota's raw milk producers, but particularly to Senator Jensen and Representative Sly. Without people in this body who are willing to go to bat for those small producers and to be champions of the consumers, we would not be in the position we are in today, one which opens up the door for a robust, growing, and supported raw milk industry. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much. Senator Jensen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, it's been quite a process, a lot of ups and downs, but I'm pleased that the parties have come together and have got some mutual ground established so that we can move forward. And I would sincerely hope that we do make progress with the Fresh Milk Working Group and look forward to the next year and seeing how this goes. And so at this time, Madam Chair, I'd move that Senate Bill 126 be tabled.
Second.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded to table Senate Bill 126. That is a non-debatable motion. So that means there's no discussion. So we'll take the vote. All those in favor of tabling Senate Bill 126 signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Bradford.
No.
Curd.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Krebs is excused. Rampelberg.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Hanhoff.
Aye.
Five yes, one no, one excused.
Motion passed. Thank you. As the chair, this is what I'm saying. We have received the letter from Secretary Lynch as far as moving this on. The intent is this. This is going to serve as a letter of intent. It will be delivered to the Government Operations and Audit Committee of the legislature. I have talked to Senator Thiemann, who is the chair of that. We will be meeting post-legislative session. This will be an item on the agenda. Secretary Lynch will be present, go over the letter, and set up and name the work group members and put a timetable in place, and we'll have periodic updates reporting to the GOAC committee over the summer. Again, I want to say thank you to all the consumers and the, more importantly, the producers of raw milk, and Senator Jensen and Representative Sly for the work that they have put in working with the secretary. And I think this is a good example that it was a very, it's been a long issue, and that we're willing to come back to the table and to, again, identify that raw milk is a product here in South Dakota. It is for sale, and we want to work together to promote both the providers and the consumers in that. So I say thank you, and that will be the course of action. Any other comments?
Could I?
Senator Bradford.
I have a question, just in a comment. In the bill, we were going to take out 45 lines of the bill. Those now will be back in force. Is that correct?
Senator, we'll go back to the existing rules that were put out at the end of last year. We operate under those.
The bill is taking stuff out of statute, so it will be still in statute, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. With that, we will move on to Senate Bill 145, which requires schools to provide instruction in CPR resuscitation. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Dean Krogman, I represent the American Heart Association, and we are passing out an amendment that is a hog house amendment. Our goal in pursuing this is to get the young people exposed to this particular type of skill. And in dealing with the Department of Ed, we have come up with this procedure. Section 1 would require the secretary to annually identify CPR as a recommended skill. Section 2, any training resources. If you remember, Senate Bill 145 dictated the Red Cross and Heart Association program. We're just saying here that that it be a nationally recognized program. And then Section 3 is allowing the secretary to electronically survey the school district to see where they're at in this regard. Now, what our plan is to, as I said, our number one goal is to get the kids exposed to this. The biggest problem we had was the mandate part of Senate Bill 145, and what we have agreed to do is to go before the Board of Education and ask them to incorporate in their one-half credit requirement of health, we will ask them to incorporate this 45-minute program and then go from there and then through the ability to survey, find out whether or not it's working. So I appreciate the Department of Ed and the cooperation they have shown us in working through this. So with that, I will stand by for questions and hope you can support this Hog House Amendment. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Solholt.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I would move the Amendment 145JB.
Second.
Okay. Further discussion on the amendment SB 145JB. Further proponents? Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Madam Chairman, members of the committee, Melody Schaap, Department of Education.
I guess it's the day of consensus. It was great to be able to work together and try to come up with a solution that I think we can all, because we do believe this is an important skill that we take and provide opportunities for students to learn about. But I do think this is a way in which we can make sure that we are doing this in a manner that the schools can accept over time, and that we do have the opportunity to have the Board of Education weigh in, that there's courses already in place, that we're not mandating a national curriculum. So this really addresses all the concerns that we had previously. So again, we appreciate the willingness of the sponsors to work with us, and we have come up, I think, with a good compromise on this. And so we do stand in support of the amendment as moved. Thank you.
Thank you. Other proponents for SB 145 as amended? Other proponents? Okay. Are there opponents to the amendment? Any opponents? Any opponents? Seeing none, are there any questions from committee members? Senator Rampelberg.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have a question, I think, for this. You're not really the sponsor, are you, Mr. Krogman? Well, I have a question of you then. You just happen to be sitting here, so you're it, buddy. Actually, what I was wondering about in Section 3 of the, and maybe you're, maybe this would be better question of Secretary Shaw, but let me start here. I see that it talks about of submitting a report of the results of the data collection to the standing committees no later than December 1st of each year. And I guess I'm wondering, you know, technically we're not even in session during those times, and I'm just wondering what the thinking is, if that's, I'm just curious to know why we picked December 1st.
Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
I don't know. I think it's an arbitrary date, and into the second year is when, if the report is done by December 1st, it'll be ready for that next legislative session.
Thank you. Yeah. Other questions? Mm-hmm. Senator Bradford.
Thank you. I have a question of Melanie. I know how much you enjoy my questions, Mel. I'm wondering, and of course, as usual, I talk about our schools that are somewhat separated along with the private schools. But when you say you will scan electronically, can you also check in them schools and see if they would do this or will try?
Madam Chairman, Senator Bradford, what we intend to do is we'll send out a survey, an electronic survey, which we are able to do, and they have their technology is just as up to date as all the other school districts. So it does give us the opportunity to collect that information, which we feel is just as important from there as it is from our other schools as well.
Follow up. Well, I want to thank you because I know, sometimes it's hard to get contact or anything from them, but those people need to know too, really. So thank you.
Thank you. Senator Rampelberg.
I have a question for Secretary as well. Senator Jensen and I were just sitting here wondering, could you give us an example of how this might be worked into a curriculum without having to focus a lot of time and energy on the process?
Madam Chairman, Senator Rampelberg, we've thought of a couple different options just in early discussions. We have a couple courses, and really a school district, and that's why I really appreciate this bill, because it would allow a school district to kind of make those choices. But let me give you an example. There is a requirement for a half a credit unit for a health course. So potentially, if it's part of that semester-long course, that maybe it is like a class period that instructor may want to choose, or perhaps the PE teacher might want to make it as part of that their PE class. But this allows school district, if you're a larger school district, you've got to be a lot more thoughtful about where we're going to put this in if they choose to do it. In a smaller district, you could have a day in which you decide that we really want our high school students to be exposed. So this gives a lot of that flexibility as far as making that determination, where's the appropriate type of place to put it. And so that's why I think it's really helpful that we can talk it through amongst the Board of Ed to see what is the best way to do this without mandating it in one specific format, knowing their schools are much different.
Madam Chair.
Senator.
Question for the Secretary. How does this affect or does it affect private schools?
Madam Chairman. Senator Jensen, there, again, anything that we've done over the past few years, there would be no requirement for that, and that's why it's good. There's no mandate for a graduation requirement. But what we have done consistently is always invited our private schools to participate in any state training we've done. So we've always opened that up, and it doesn't matter what we do. They're part of that. When we send out the information, we send it out to them to make sure that they can also participate. It wouldn't require us, however, from the way the bill is, that we would get that survey information from it unless we wrote it specifically, because, again, they're not under those same guidelines. But any training opportunities, we would definitely welcome them in the same way as we do our public schools.
Very good. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. Any other questions? Okay. I'm going to do a little survey here. We have some high school students. How many of you know how to do CPR? Raise your hand. Impressive. All right. So it looks like about half of the group. So I think that's a message that's out there. So thank you very much. Just a comment by the chair. On section number 3, I want to applaud. We are into performance metrics and to see if what we do really has an impact. So I'm really glad that you put those numbers in the reporting, because I think when this committee comes back then next year or the year after, that we can say this is what we had implemented and these are the number of students that have received training in CPR. So I applaud you on including that performance metric. With that, we have the amendment before us. Any other questions on the amendment? Okay. Then all those in favor of the amendment signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. So now we have Senate Bill 145 as amended.
Madam Chair, I would move to pass Senate Bill 145 as amended.
Second.
It's been moved by Senator Solholt, seconded by Senator Jensen. Do move on 145 as amended. Any other comments on that motion?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to say, you know, we've talked about the positive aspects of CPR and how important it is to do the exposure, and I just really appreciate the collaboration to bring this forward. It's just a good example of, you know, if we wait just a little bit and get the parties together, that we can end up with better policy. So appreciate the efforts on everybody's part.
I have a comment.
Senator Bradford.
Thank you. And myself, I want to comment that I admire the chair. She's handled both these two bills we dealt with today in very, very professional. And sometimes we get in a committee, and I know I've had bills and things that got dumped before anything was even tried to do. And she has really handled two volatile, really, situations with great expertise, and I want to thank you, Madam Chair. And I'm also glad that the amendment has my name on it, JB.
Oh, thank you, Senator Bradford, for the compliment. With that, the motion before us is do pass on Senate Bill 145 as amended. Those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Bradford.
Aye.
Curd is excused. Jensen.
Aye.
Krebs is excused. Rampelberg.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
5 yes, 2 excused.
Motion carried. Thank you. Thank you, committee, for an effective meeting. Thank you for those of you coming today. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Senator Jensen, second by Senator Soholt. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. We are adjourned. Thank you.
Haven't we shut the...
No. We are on the road today.